I don't mean in conformance with my nature, simply because it's my course you're taking. Because in the process of taking this course, you will accept some of the things I say because they add up to you, but other things you will reject. But in the process of challenging each one along the way, you make absolutely sure then that the premises you're acting upon are in conformance with your nature, that they are in harmony with you as you are, as you see reality. Because it's your happiness that's at stake, not mine, not somebody else's who tells you that you ought to act this way. He's not the one who's going to have the consequences of your act. You are. And that's why your code of conduct has to be in harmony with your nature. And so this course is an example of starting from zero. One other thing, this brings up the importance sometimes of daydreaming. Daydreaming to me is a very valid concept. The only problem is that one daydreams himself into a certain situation and then acts as if that situation already exists, when of course in reality it doesn't. What you do in daydreaming is to try to and open your mind to new possibilities that you may not have considered before. And so I usually suggest this as the course of action to follow. Let your mind wander. There doesn't have to be any program to your daydreaming at all. Let your mind wander until you find something really tasty, something very luscious and attractive to light on that really sounds good to you, that you'd love to have. You'd love to be in that position. And there is almost no example that would be, you know, so impossible as to be irrelevant to your daydreaming. Suppose it was that you would have liked to live in the last century, or that you wish you could fly. Even this is important because it isn't the flying that you're thinking about. It isn't the living in the last century. It is what you would get for having been in that position that is important to you, and that's what's luscious and tasty to you. And the realization that that does have an attractiveness to you will then lead you to say, well, how could I bring that about? I don't live in the last century in reality, but what is it that I would have done if I did, and how might I be able to bring about that situation in terms of things as they are? But at any rate, once having found what it is that really looks attractive to you, then the next important question is, what would it take in order to get there? What would I have to do to accomplish this? It may not be so far out as I thought. So long as I'm taking into consideration reality as it is, not as I want it to be, is there some way that I can use reality as it is to bring me from this situation where I am now to where I want to get? Now, if I don't see any ready route between where I am and this place that is so attractive to me, then, of course, the alternative is to go back to zero and work forward from there and see if there is some way you could get to this point if you had none of the commitments, none of the obligations, and so forth that exist now. Once having done so, if you find a route from there, you can then weigh the two against each other. Is it that important that it would be worth going back to zero physically, in reality, liquidating and starting over again to get into this position? It may not be that valuable to me, but if it is, then I know how to get there. But the important thing, of course, is that you realize that you are not in this situation, so once your daydream is over, you don't go out and act as if you are a millionaire because you just conceived in your mind how to make $1 million. So you don't call the travel agency and ask them to send over all the folders on Hawaii trips and tell your wife to go out and put a down payment on a new Cadillac simply because you have now conceived of the fact that you would like to be a millionaire and you even think you know how to get there. You take reality as it is and act from it where it is. You act from where you are at any given time. But this doesn't mean that you can't conceive of a better place you'd like to be. And daydreaming very often is the impetus to that. Some of the greatest ideas undoubtedly have come from mere daydreams when the individual was not attempting to discover something new, but rather to merely let his mind wander to something that would be tasty and luscious, that would be nice to have. And then suddenly it's no longer a daydream, because he suddenly then discovers that there is a realistic route between where he is now and this thing that had seemed so far away. So at any rate then, you always have this alternative to go back and start from zero if you cannot find any route between where you are now and where you want to get. And the shortest distance is not always the straight line between where you are now and where you want to go. Sometimes rather than going from here to there, you go back to zero and you get there only because there is no way to get there from where you are now. And this is the concept that I have been referring to as starting from zero. Mentally liquidate all of the present obligations and commitments in your mind and go back and start with nothing and ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Not what is it that I have now, what is it that I'm involved in, but what is it that I really want? If I were free to get it, what would I go out and get? And then lastly, what is absolutely necessary to get that? And in that way, I will not concern myself with a lot of irrelevancies that happen to be already there, but are not germane to what it is I'm trying to accomplish. and we'll continue after we take about a 7-minute break.